What's up, Grey's fans? It is TGIT. We are here to talk about the latest episode of Grey's Anatomy. Olivia, aka Sif Nurse, is back. The sexual harassment scandal continues, and Jackson is outed as the anonymous donor. We're here to talk about all of that and more. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, Grey's Anatomy fans? We are back to talk about this latest episode of Grey's Anatomy. There was a lot to cover in this episode,
yes,
you guys.
It was a lot.
Everybody in the chat, thank you for joining us. I am Timothy Michael. I've got an amazing panel here tonight. I love this music, by the way.
Yes.
Go ahead and introduce yourself, guys.
Hey, guys. I'm Krista Flungy.
Hey, guys. I'm Elle Marie.
And this is the song, The Great Escape. I can't resist. It was in the first song of the episode tonight.
Yes,
I really
it
enjoyed
was.
It. It's got some good energy to it.
Yeah.
Overall thoughts about this episode, you guys?
Yeah, it was good. It was really very sexual harassment driven.
Okay.
Yeah. Which was, it's very like media relevant and like today relevant, but I liked it overall.
Yeah.
A lot happened.
It was like overwhelming, but in a good way. Not
yeah.
a bad way.
Right.
Like there was a lot going on, but the drama was good. The message was good behind
Agreed.
It. So
I agree with both of you. Not only are they tackling sexual harassment in this episode, but they're also talking about the opioid crisis in America, which they kind of touched on, which I'm really excited to talk about as well. But let's just dive into the top of the episode. So reporters are obviously sniffing out this whole scandal at Grey Sloan. And at the top of the episode, we learned that Meredith is giving back her awards. Was anybody surprised by that?
She takes this issue really seriously. Do you guys remember? It was way back in the beginning seasons. It might have even been, like, first or second, where they had that rape victim, and she was, like, walking around with the penis in the cooler.
Yes.
And remember how personally she took that? Mm-hmm. It was, like, her case. And now with this, I just saw that old Meredith come back, and I think for her, the minute that news broke, she, like, knew, I can't keep these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 I think that's what... That's how Meredith
it's
is.
Her she's character,
very,
yeah.
She's very female empowerment, which is true to Shonda Rhimes,
the
writer.
Love that about Meredith,
Yeah, because it's Meredith.
I mean,
you know, she kind of learned from her mother. Her mother was, you know, one of those entrepreneuring, just go all out women, and she had to deal with a lot, which we'll talk about.
Especially as a female surgeon back when she was,
And I say it takes a lot for Meredith to want to give up those awards.
She worked
because
hard.
Of everything she did to get there.
Yeah.
And her mom as well. Like, I feel like even her mom had even more of a struggle, because with Meredith, it's just about working hard to get there and finding the case that's gonna be that wow case.
Right.
You know, and with Ellis, it was all of that plus more.
Yeah.
Plus having to prove that you're a good surgeon because you're a woman. So that was a tough decision.
Speaking
I was going to say, are you guys shocked that she gave back her mom's too? I was a little bit, I mean, I get the point, but I was like, also, I feel like her mom would have been like, I'm keeping that.
Right? I'm glad that you brought that up, because I feel like it was like a contradictory statement or position for her to return her mother's award after she fought so hard for what she said to Dr. Marie Cerone about, like, I'm not gonna like let you talk stuff about my mom because she's not here to defend herself. Well, your mom's also not there to make the decision on whether or not you should return her award. So
I'm surprised she did that.
Speaking of really strong female characters, so we're introduced to Erin Mason, who's a crisis manager. So she was hired by Catherine to kind of manage this crisis. What did you guys think initially of her? What were your initial feelings toward this character?
She takes her job real seriously to the point where she like doesn't acknowledge the people she's trying to help. There,
she's like a PR shark.
Yeah,
exactly. Shark is a great way to describe her.
I don't think that we've seen her before, because Grace has been through crises before. The plane crash and the
multiple crises, the gun shooting up the
right. So
many.
They've done a lot of PR kind of, you know, just get yourself together moments. And I don't think that we've ever met her. It would have been nice for them to kind of continue on with this, like, okay, Grace goes through a scandal or some kind of thing every
season.
It would be nice to kind of get a continuity of the character that keeps
That's
coming
a good
back,
point. Yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. So we kind of get to know them too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what I thought.
I agree.
Thought that would have been
that would have been nice.
So Bailey kind of outs Jackson as the anonymous donor to Maggie, and then Maggie tells April, and then it's like a just like
knows.
Everybody knows, because you know things spread like wildfire. Grey's Anatomy, Grey Sloan. Was Bailey justified in pulling the contest?
I think so.
Okay.
Because of everything, they were going to start digging. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then here it is. It's like, and then, you know, Jackson and him being a man.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, here he passed it down. Meaning Harper Avery passed down this bad behavior.
Yes.
Because it can look like he's entitled and he's privileged as well to be able to create a contest and I can still play in it.
You know what I mean? Agree. Like,
they
want to
start digging.
I agree.
I think it's sad, though, because he had the best intentions. You know what I mean? He just wanted to push his fellow colleagues. He wanted to get new and innovative techniques and surgeries or better ways to do surgeries. And it's all tainted by his grandfather, which
which sucks for him.
It does. Because he's wanted a good guy.
Yeah.
Right. You know? I forgot
and you're,
that
like, affected by your family's wrongdoings.
That's always the case, right? I forgot that everybody didn't know that Jackson was the donor.
Me too.
I'm going to admit that.
I forgot that it was an anonymous donation.
Yeah,
how many episodes ago? And when it was happening, I was like, I looked at you and I was like, is that we didn't?
Well, because they were like on a boat when Warren was
it all
still
happened.
There. Like, it was a guy's night, a day, and that's when he decided to do it. And I totally forgot that Bailey was the only one to know.
Yeah.
But I was upset with everyone, so like no one just pulls people aside to talk to them. Everyone just went straight in for the so you knew blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. Like ask people.
Right?
Like, yeah.
Hey April, did you know what I mean?
Also April, like she went grade A. She almost ruined Weber with that.
Right.
He was like, what?
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you guys, because everybody had a different reaction to this. Well, we'll talk about Meredith's reaction as well, but I want to talk about April first, because April went straight to Weber, and I forgot a lot of things about this storyline, you guys, clearly, but I forgot that Weber was supposed to be the one in charge of who gets the money, but then he pushed it off on April.
Yeah.
But and I could see why April would be mad, because I could see how it looks. And like What's-Her-Face Erin Mason says, you know, the public's perspective is everything.
Yes.
So I can understand why April was mad. Could you guys?
I could understand, but also that wasn't why he did it. So I wish he would have. And also Weber didn't know he was the donor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's, but she didn't know that and she didn't take the time to ask.
Right.
Yeah, she just like was so, but I get it. She was in her mind. She was just really upset and she went straight to the source that she thought was to blame without, she like thought angrily and didn't think like rationally.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, Elmarie?
Kind of like the same.
Yeah.
I just, like I said, I was just annoyed by Maggie and April, like
And
Weber as well. Like everyone just going,
and then what?
Questions here.
Weber didn't even like stand up for himself, so he just went straight to Catherine and Avery. Yeah.
Well, that's the other part of this, whereas it's like I said, it's like a domino effect. So it's like Maggie to April to Weber to Catherine. So Weber goes to Catherine, and he's upset at Catherine because he thinks that it was her idea to get out of this scandal by doing something like this, and she's like, "What? But she didn't
know." It's like. No one went to the immediate source, which was Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Well, nobody knew he was the immediate source.
Exactly.
No, but once you found out, once like this rumor, like go to him.
Yeah, and they're all playing chain like reaction. Yeah.
And we said like April, I could see how she probably thought if whoever knew trying to set her up, like maybe she can take the fall. They were together. Mm-hmm. It's like a family thing.
Yeah.
Let me back out of it. But still, just talk to people.
Yeah, agreed.
I agree. But that's how things get started in Grey's.
I know.
Like,
and that's
nobody
drama.
Goes to the
source. Like,
of course.
If you talk it out, where's the drama?
Right.
Exactly.
Speaking of Catherine really quick, Catherine, being the strong black woman that she is, offers to take the fall for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously Jackson does not agree. What are your guys' thoughts on that, on her wanting to kind of fall on the grenade about this?
I see why she did it, because obviously she's loves Jackson, and she also has had more time to doctor than Jackson has, so I feel like she just, and she knew, she also knew, whereas Jackson didn't, so I just feel like it was the appropriate response to have. It wasn't, I wouldn't have wanted it to go down that way, but I think she was just trying to save face in the only way she knew how.
I think a little bit of guilt, being the person that paid the women off and everything like that, so if there's anyone in this room that should take that hit, it, she was probably feeling like it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Jackson had a point when he said it's not going to be a black woman to take responsibility for a white man's wrongdoings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that really hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, I was like, ooh, that's
especially
uncomfortable, but at
like
the same time,
so
you're right.
Yeah.
It's true, you know? And then, it, I mean, if you want to, you know, take it back, you know, to, you know, where it kind of roots
take
from.
It back,
like,
Elmarie, take it back, Elmarie,
take it back. Take it back to
keep
where,
it going.
Yeah, it's like, we're
going
to probably take the fall for, you know what I mean? Something that you did. It's easy for me to be the scapegoat.
Yes.
You know what
agreed.
I mean? It's easy for me to possibly not really have that much of a voice and fall back because this man is a little bit more, this man is more powerful than I am.
Because of his gender and because of
his money, his gender, and his race.
Yep, I agree with you. I think that it, you can even take race out of it, mm-hmm. because I feel like Meredith said it correctly. She's like, we always blame the women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's so sad.
It is.
I feel
yeah.
so bad for you guys.
Thank you.
And this is why Shonda Rhimes, being the creator of Grey's Anatomy, is so influential, because she is a strong female black
exactly.
woman, and she writes her characters
to be the same.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of strong women, we have a little plug for a really great podcast here. Mm-hmm. So do you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, have we got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life.
That's cool.
It is. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us that sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition. Check it out. So, yeah, but let her know we sent you, because mm-hmm. she checks. Everyone reads the comments. Mm-hmm. And let her know Grays was the one. And it's free, like I said. So why not? When you're in traffic, at
yeah.
work, mm-hmm. whatever, on the elliptical. It's really great. So
definitely. Conversations yeah. with Maria mm-hmm. Menounos, guys. Check it out. Getting back into Grey's Anatomy really quick. So this scandal leads to them having to kind of save face with this PR case, mm-hmm. Which isn't a surprise. Hospitals do this all the time.
Yeah.
To kind of like kind of
you gotta do
yeah,
what you
brush
yeah.
it off a little bit or cover it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not cover it up.
You gotta look
like,
at the big picture for them. Yeah,
to kind of get a positive, exactly,
yeah.
mm-hmm. distract from
yeah.
it. Right. So Meredith and Jackson are in charge of this case. It's a facial dysplasia case with Diego, who's from Venezuela, and. What I didn't expect to happen was that Meredith and Jackson would kind of be butting heads about this entire thing.
Yeah.
Jackson obviously feels like he was in the right to, you know, fund this whole mm-hmm. contest. Meredith actually puts out there that he would have kind of rigged it to where he would have won. And that kind of took me by surprise, because I thought Meredith would know better than that.
And she knows who Jackson... They've been together for how long? They've worked
right.
together. That's not who Jackson is. But I think she was also still taking the whole entire scandal mm-hmm. so personally that she
yeah.
was just... All of her hatred was being targeted at Jackson
because
of it.
His grand,
and
yeah.
he's the only one yeah. there physically for her to, like, address it to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think deep down she knows. And she saw it come out in the end. She knows who he
yeah.
is. Yeah.
Yeah. What did you guys think of the patient, Diego?
He was so
that
charming.
Was,
right?
He had the best attitude. Like, to be in a situation, I would not be reacting like
yeah,
that.
No,
I'd be the worst
either.
Person ever.
Yeah.
You know, to, like, have that strong of an attitude when mm-hmm. you have this giant, bulging, like,
yeah,
sore on your,
right
yeah,
on your face.
Yeah, right on your
yeah.
face. And he just was, you know, cracking jokes,
yeah.
flirting with the lady nurses.
Yeah. I really liked him, so I was hoping that nothing
yeah.
was going to happen to him.
I know,
episode.
I would have been so mad.
Yeah, so the tumor, speaking of which, is growing, and Meredith wants to do... So this is where they first started, well, secondly started butting heads, because the first was the contest, right?
Yeah.
So Meredith wants to do a total resection. She wants to just get it all out, and obviously Jackson, being the plastic surgeon, is worried that he won't really have a face after that.
Yeah.
So he wants to do something a little bit more minimal, and they disagree. Angels of Humanity puts, like, a pin in this, because apparently they want to pull the surgery because of the whole crisis that's going
yeah.
on, because
yeah.
they're a religious charity. How did you guys feel about that? Because I wrote a very specific word that I can't say on air, but I wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
I felt like they were a little selfish.
Thank you.
Kind of like Bailey said, like, Angels of Humanity, my...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know
right.
what I mean? Because it's like... You know that that's a separate situation, even though
yeah.
it this hospital is surrounded by that. You know, it's not these surgeons that are performing the surgery on Diego that were involved in that directly.
Right,
yeah.
right.
So let them do the good deed. You
right.
know what I mean? And this is Grace Sloan. Like,
that's, yeah.
their reputation is for, you know, doing the cutting edge surgeries
yes.
and things
which
like that.
Which sucks,
so,
but it just goes
yeah.
to show how, like, bureaucratic all that stuff
yeah.
is. Like,
mm-hmm.
everything. Even if it is a charity for a good cause, there's, like, people that have to donate behind the scenes
right.
and
yeah.
their names attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, that's so crappy.
Right. Our donors
yeah.
may not like this.
Yeah.
It's
I was like, and that's not the point. The patient that you're helping that couldn't afford it without you is the point.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It comes
sucks.
Down to the donors
yeah.
who put the money into it rather than the actual people
mm-hmm.
that they're supposed
yeah.
to be helping,
yeah.
which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Right. I agree. You
understandable,
took the words out of my
mouth.
Yeah.
Because that's where the money comes from.
Of course.
But unfortunate.
Well, Meredith has a solution, because she's like, well, we'll do it pro bono.
She's right?
Like,
she's like, I got money.
Guys?
I got money. I got time.
Of course they have money. So I'm glad that they started it.
Yeah.
Taking a step back really quick, Olivia is back. When I saw her, I almost didn't recognize her.
She's aged.
She's aged, but she still looks great.
Yeah, no, she still looks great, but I was, I feel like she was so little and young. I mean, I guess she, doesn't she seem like she was like a 21-year-old nurse? I guess they all were so young, but I've like watched them grow, whereas her, she just came back like, what, 10 years later, and I was like, she's a grown woman.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I was really surprised that she also has a son, which we kind of talked about in our news and gossip segment a while back. Mm-hmm. We knew that she was going to come back with a son. I guess we can save it for predictions if you guys want to, but it's kind of ironic that she has a kid who looks like he's about 10, and it was 10 years ago. We're just letting
two
together,
you guys.
And she was
really hating
on Joe and Alex's relationship.
Yeah, what was up with that, you guys? She was being very salty.
I feel like
tonight.
She had a little extra hate towards Alex, like maybe she's got a baby daddy, and...
Oh.
I don't know. I just feel like she had a... I mean, I get why she has hate, but, I mean, it was syphilis, and it was 10 years ago.
It was treatable. Yeah. It was 10 years
ago.
And
the thing is, it wasn't like... all of her anger wasn't towards Alex.
She was, like, talking
to Joe. It was like
she
was coming at Joe and coming for their relationship, so that shows bitterness. That doesn't really show that you're mad at Alex. That just also shows you're bitter.
Well, I don't think that she was going for Joe. I feel like she was trying to look out for Joe as another woman. It just came off as very strong. Yeah. And I'm surprised Joe, being who Joe is, didn't set it off.
You haven't seen him in like 10 years or so, though.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Everyone in the chat agrees, too.
Yeah, I understand what he put you through and everything. But to come at the woman, you don't know her. You haven't been around Alex in a while. Like, keep to me. I don't know. For me, I'm just like, keep all that to yourself.
Yeah. Everyone thinks she was annoying. Someone said, bye, Olivia.
Right. Yeah. Well, we're changing bye, Felicia, to bye, Olivia. Right. I like that they kind of bring back these older characters because it gives us a perspective of how far Alex has grown.
Yes.
He's literally head of peds right now. Mm-hmm. And she's coming there to seek help, and the person to help her is Alex.
Like, and she wouldn't have known because she was like, what happened to plastics? Because when you were there, that's what he was pursuing.
And I was like, oh, he was
on her mark.
Yeah. Totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much Alex has grown.
A totally different person.
Not only in his career and the career path, but also who he is as a person. Mm-hmm. And she obviously didn't want to let that go.
Yeah.
Which was kind of unfortunate. The whole reason she was there was because of her son who swallowed like a whistle or something. Which I was hoping, were you guys hoping that it would have been a little bit more dramatic?
Me too.
Like he swallowed a whistle.
It was super
easy
to get it. You know, he was like, she's fine.
It was super easy. Schmidt did the surgery.
I know she was a nurse, so she sees this stuff she saw it all the time.
Right.
But she was also like, hey, he swallowed a whistle. I was like, what? Like, my kid swallowed a whistle.
Like, you know how we deal with
that.
Speaking of Alex, though, we kind of just going back to the beginning of the episode. So Alex and Joe are planning the wedding, which I love because it gives us something to look forward to, something happy to look forward to, which is another thing that Bailey brought up. And she's like, oh, we need some good morale in the Grace Sloan right now because they're going through a scandal.
Yeah.
And Alex checks his bank account and immediately is like, oh no, something.
Yeah.
And like,
but doesn't say
anything. Once again, just pulling an old Alex, like, shuts off all emotions and then, like, runs away
from
Joe.
He's gotta stop doing that.
Literally. I wanna hear your thoughts on this because I don't think that's healthy in a relationship.
No.
Yeah.
And
it's not.
He eventually talks about it. So I'm like, why don't you just talk about it right when it happened?
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
do you do that and put her through that?
Yeah. And Joe eventually called him out, which I was upset with her at first, like, in the beginning of the episode and then throughout the middle, because I'm like, you should know him by now that it's a little bit deeper than maybe having the money having the money. You
it's
know
got
what
some
I mean?
So kind of like, deep-rooted issue.
Yeah, it's like, are you mad with April's planning it or whatever?
Like, she
was like,
broke?
Her little issues. Yeah.
First of all, you'd know if he was broke. You guys lived together.
Right. Joe, you know, so it's like, you know your man a little bit better than that. And I feel like she should have called him out a little bit earlier.
Right.
But
and
also,
once again,
you
got to drag things out for drama. But,
of course.
You know, I would have appreciated that. Like she said, like, I can't do this shut down, this angry Alex anymore. We need to talk about this.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree with her. And this is what I was expecting Joe to kind of react on how Olivia was approaching her and just, like, kind of shutting her down. Because Joe is not afraid to confront somebody.
Oh, she's not,
So I was a little surprised that she let Olivia, kind of walk all
walk
over.
And I think that had maybe something to do with she was also upset with Alex because he wasn't opening up with her at the moment.
Yeah,
but
it could have been time.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I want to talk about that, too, because we find out a lot about Olivia. Olivia was spilling all the tea about Alex and the syphilis, and then she, like, threw in the whole gonorrhea shade, which I did not appreciate. And then she was saying how he cheated on his first wife with her. I'm like, that kind of says more about you than it does about him.
Also,
but...
what kind of person are you? Yeah. That's the point. Yes.
Yeah. But wait, hold on, you guys. I just kind of got like an epiphany. We're kind of blaming the woman again.
No, we are, though. But I'm saying it's okay.
It's okay.
I don't think so, you guys, because Alex was the one who decided to cheat. She did.
Yeah. No, she earned it. She's okay. She earned it.
Because
and it's women talking about it, okay? If we're allowing it, it's allowed. It's not like this is a panel of all men up here, like, bashing Olivia.
Oh, gosh, I didn't even think we would be able to talk about it.
Yeah, no, because she was doing too much.
You know?
She was doing too much.
What did you guys think when Olivia told Joe... Well, when Olivia told Alex she's too good for you, and Alex recognized that.
Do we think that
Joe is too good for Alex?
I know, in ways, I think she is, but I think the fact that Alex recognizes that and works so hard to be with her,
and he's growing and he's changing.
Yeah.
And is anyone really too good for anyone? You can, like, figure it out. You know what I mean? I don't like that.
Well, that's the thing. I hate it when people say somebody's too good for somebody else, because once again, you haven't seen this person in 10 years, so you don't even know me anymore. Mm-hmm. And B, even if you did... Saying somebody is too good for somebody else is like, you don't know what goes on in our relationship.
Exactly.
Our relationship is between
us. And how do you like clarify that? Job status, like money, like, you know, someone looks better than you. I just think it was cute that he was like, she is, you know? Mm-hmm. But I don't think there's a...
Yeah.
No, there's no distinguishing that.
Let's put a pin in that really quick, because I want to go back to Jackson and Meredith, because they're working on Diego's case. And Jackson brings up a comparison between... Harper Avery and Meredith's mom, and she initially just goes like, no, that's not the case. And she has very specific feelings about it. Mm-hmm. But then he clarifies later on that he wasn't comparing Ellis to Harper Avery. He was comparing Ellis to his mom and just how they are both women in the same industry and had to put up with a lot of stuff to get where they are.
Exactly.
What were your guys' thoughts on that?
Well, this actually just popped in my mind because, like, how he said that, you know, we're both used to someone that's difficult. Mm-hmm. And this happens even this day and age with women, when they're strong, when they speak up, they are labeled as difficult. Mm-hmm. They are labeled as bitches. Yes. Yeah. When men do the same thing and they're just being a man, they're just being assertive. So
they're being the boss.
It's a double standard.
It's a double standard.
Oh, thank you. Ooh. That is Josh, our wonderful engineer, for giving some sound effects. Get the hell out of me. But yeah, thank you for that, Josh, because it is a double standard. And
it is.
It's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. Especially, like I said, we don't even have to bring the race thing up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just gender.
It's just gender.
Like, there's so many issues, like, that we have in this society, and it's so sad that it's because of gender that you would take away credit from somebody just because of how they were born. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even stand it. So, Jackson wants to clarify to everybody that he just wanted the contest because he would never get a Harper Avery. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised that Meredith couldn't really relate to that because... Mm-hmm. Of what everything she went to with Christina, because Christina wasn't able to get her first Harper Avery because she worked at a Harper Avery hospital.
Yes.
And there was that whole scandal.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Right. So I thought Meredith would be able to be sympathetic to Jackson's cause about wanting to be in this contest because he wanted to compete. He wanted something. If he's never going to win a Harper Avery, he at least wants to put his name out there in his own way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I'm hoping that was more of like with the situation, she was reacting more out of hate for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm hoping, and I hope she like gained a little person, because Meredith's she's an understanding gal, so
I think
it, like, once he explained himself, I'm sure. But I think the whole situation just had her reacting like way over the top as she would, because she was upset.
Well, I think one of the things that I love about Grey's Anatomy is that they always make it come full circle.
They never place blame on one side.
And they just kind of like flow into that with the surgery. So the surgery, while they're doing it, speaking of which, that surgery was, they opened that kid's face. I was like, oh gosh, this is making me squeamish. And I'm not normally squeamish, but I was like,
yeah,
oh.
It was like,
it's been a while since we've had a surgery
like that.
The
inside of a face.
Yeah, the face.
Inside of a face.
And they put it back together. It was like,
oh yeah, they just slapped it back on.
It was so nice. But the reason why I say it was full circle is because Meredith says, if you want to rebuild something, speaking of the whole PR scandal, the sexual harassment scandal, you have to tear it down before you can rebuild. And Jackson just puts that into the surgery and says, you know what? We need to do what your approach was just take everything out and then just rebuild it from the bottom up. And I love that, because the surgery was a success. Meredith was right all along, which she always is. And Diego lived, which I was really happy about.
Now he can be even more fun-spirited.
Right. And he's going to be the best
now. Right. I was, so I was like, okay, great. I want to talk about Arizona and Karina really quick. Katarina really quick. Because they weren't touched on that much in this episode, mm-hmm. but they did get a little bit in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're always speculating on how Arizona is going to leave the show. And I'm thinking that it's probably going to be
Sophia
Karina.
But we'll... and yeah, right. something with that.
Right.
Yeah.
But Arizona kind of brings up the fact that every time she brings up Sophia around Karina, Katarina, she gets kind of like, I guess, squeamish.
Yeah.
Or mm-hmm. uncomfortable. And Katarina goes into this whole backstory on how her and her brother Andrew, which I always kind of forget that they're related until they start speaking Italian at each other.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, they are. Because I love their dynamic. But they were raised very differently. Mm-hmm. She was raised in Italy. She had a job mm-hmm. by the time she was 9. And it seems like Andrew was very coddled and just, you know, just mm-hmm. raised differently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What were you guys' thoughts on that entire relationship?
Like their relationship? Yeah, I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, like, the way that they interact with each other
yeah.
and the way how Karina is and then, like, the things that she comes down on Andrew yeah. about, it's like, once she told that story, it's like, I could see that. She does seem to come off as the stronger one.
Yeah.
Plus, they have totally opposite personalities mm-hmm. in, like, their day-to-day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's very, like, emotional and he takes things so personally
right.
and he mm-hmm. gets really upset, and she kind of stands her own. She's way more sure. independent than he mm-hmm. is, so I could see that. But I also don't like the way she just because you think you coddle your kid, I feel like her reaction to Arizona when she does bring up the kid is a little like, she could have been a little more involved. Like how today they were in the elevator and she was like, Sophia won't go to school or whatever, and she ends it with like, maybe you can cuddle me later. Doesn't even acknowledge yeah. the Sophia thing.
I mean, I don't
I was
know.
Like, what?
That was I guess like, I just, I don't know. She
like,
just...
if you're in a relationship with someone and you have a kid, I don't know. I feel like she could have been like, oh, that sucks. Cuddle with me later. Or like,
yeah.
acknowledge
yeah.
it
yeah.
a little.
At least acknowledge
like,
it.
Like, yeah.
It
yeah.
was like, F your kid. So, are
yeah.
we
yeah.
Are we
gonna
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
yeah.
Speaking of DeLuca's emotions, I was a little, not surprised at how he was reacting to Sam, but I was surprised at where he was. Why is he on Meredith's
yeah.
couch?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, I guess because of Maggie.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Maggie, I always forget Maggie
which
and
was
Amelia
weird.
All mm-hmm. live there.
Yeah. Because then at the end, and then Maggie and Jackson are there, and then DeLuca's
there. DeLuca's
like,
on the couch snoring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked how Meredith brought in, Katarina, though, to Karina. I keep calling her Katarina. Karina, to kind of console
yes,
her
that
brother.
Was a good
because
person.
If anybody's going to get him out of mm-hmm. this kind of depression, it's going
to
be her.
Shouldn't she have went to her first before Arizona? That's who I would have immediately
yeah.
went to. Maybe
yeah.
she just forgot. But.
Yeah. but I guess, yeah, I forgot. Or, like, maybe they don't really talk that much.
That's
so
true.
It's like, it could, maybe it would come across crazy. Like, come get your brother. He's
yeah.
annoying me. And then it's like...
But yeah,
my brother. Like,
right.
How people get
Where
with their family,
he?
So maybe
right.
it's like, what do I do with Azuka? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Arizona, hey, you're cool with them.
So before we get into the last kind of topic, which would be the whole Amelia and Owen and mm-hmm. Leo, I want to talk about just the conclusion of Catherine and Jackson and Meredith kind of coming together after Diego's surgery and creating mm-hmm. this speech that. Is more of less of Catherine taking the blame because of what Harper Avery did, but mm-hmm. kind of shifting the focus on a bigger picture, like you guys said
yeah.
earlier, which would be the Catherine Fox Foundation, which would be to repay, retrain, and rehire everyone who is affected
by
what Harper Avery did to them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's brilliant.
Wonderful.
It is. Yeah.
I mean,
like, I got emotional during that. Like,
I did too.
And, yeah.
I had goosebumps.
And
was
then
like,
when I said
so
it would
good.
Be named after Catherine, I was.
And she was shook, too. She was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I didn't think
yeah.
of that.
I just think that
I think
this is great.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
definitely wonderful, because especially a profession like this and medicine, that's so many years of schooling,
yes.
loans and things like that, and then one day you just kind of have to all throw it away, and it's not your fault.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. That's why I love the whole idea behind it, and I mm-hmm. think, obviously, it doesn't change what happened, but it shows that they're taking it into their mm-hmm. own hands, and they're really trying to make a change.
And
yeah.
because they're
yeah.
renaming it the Catherine
mm-hmm.
Fox
That's
Foundation,
awesome. Yes.
Now Meredith can get her Braveries
re-grained.
And I was like, good, because you worked way too hard for these awards.
Yes.
It's an accomplishment. You should
yes.
keep the awards. I know that there's a lot of thoughts going on in the chat right now.
Yes.
do you want to shout out some people before we get
yes.
to our last topic?
Yes. Okay, so we have so many of you. All familiar names, too. Some new ones. We got Abby... Writing Melody, you're always in there. Brave Unicorn, that's fun.
Oh, I like that name.
Olivia's in there, very chatty. So is Tanya Murphy. We've got Jazz. You guys are so great.
Yeah.
Kirsten, Tonya, Oh my gosh, TQ.
You guys, we love giving you shout outs because without you, we would not be able to be doing this show.
Lauren G, you guys are great. Yeah. Thank you so much. I've been reading them periodically. I love your guys' input.
You're the best. Grey's Anatomy is definitely a fan based show. Yes. And it's the reason why it's been on for 14 seasons. It's the reason, like I said, that we are on, able to talk about it.
We love interacting with you.
So we love interacting with you guys. We love having you guys interact with us. If you are listening on iTunes, make sure you give us a 5-star rating. Leave a little comment there so people can get turned on to our show because we do have a really great fan base and we love you guys. And like I said, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here.
Yes.
So we appreciate you guys. We love you guys. Let's get into this last topic. And I saved it for last because there's a lot to kind of get into. Mm-hmm. So obviously Leo has the baby. He has to go. Owen has the baby. The baby's name is Leo. Thank
you. I was like, Leo had a baby? No.
Owen has a baby. Baby's name is Leo. He has to go for a checkup. What I was surprised was that the birth mother, was meeting him there. Mm-hmm. We meet her. Her name is Betty. And Amelia and Betty have this really weird connection. Mm-hmm. I loved this whole moment.
Yeah.
So we find out that Betty has like a drug problem. What I was surprised was that she was so young.
15. Yes. I mean, she got pregnant at 14, possibly.
I was even writing in my notes, like, she looks really young. And then they revealed her age, 15.
I was thinking, like, 16, 17. Yeah. But, yeah.
What did you guys think of this entire situation where... So, Amelia thinks that it's a good idea to kind of sponsor Betty... And then she goes to Owen, and Owen thinks it's a great idea. Weber also thinks it's a great idea, which I think is... I'm happy that everybody's on board.
Yeah.
But then Owen at the end of the episode goes, well, you guys could all move in with me. And I'm like, this is going to be rude.
Hasn't she been, like, living with you this whole time anyway since Leo came in?
Well, yes, but now you're bringing in.
No, I agree. That's especially since she's the mom. But it just, again, Amelia's, like, becoming very maternal these last couple episodes. Because she's pregnant. But no, I'm just saying. Immediately she's like, I want to take her in.
Yeah.
And she's been helping with Leo this whole time. She's just like, it's a different side of Amelia that I'm not
and like
used
you said, because I know when we were talking about Amelia having a baby, you guys mentioned, because I've forgotten about her child that she had lost and didn't have the
brain. They call it, a unicorn baby, right?
So, almost, I lost myself.
Sorry.
That's all right.
You were talking about the baby.
People were saying, like, she may have to get over that. So for me, when I saw her trying to take in Betty, I'm like, well, maybe, because Betty is still young.
Yes.
Even though she's older, she's still young to need that nourishment and that nurture. So maybe that will open up Amelia's mind and heart to the possibility of then having, like, her own
and
child.
And if anything, taking in a 15-year-old with a drug problem where you've also had abuse issues, that's even harder in some cases than, like, bringing a newborn into the world.
I agree.
So that's a huge step for Amelia. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you go, girl.
I love the ties that they're also filling with Ollie as well. I like that they're paying kind of respect and
honor. I'm her Ollie.
Ollie, because Ollie was only on the episode for, like, 2 episodes, if that. And she really made an impact on us. So I'm glad that they're still keeping that. Yeah. I think that Amelia would be a great sponsor.
I agree.
She has that very, like, disciplined kind of attitude. She has a very strict, not very strict, but, like,
she's bossy.
Amelia's bossy, but she's, like, a no nonsense. Yes. But we can still have a good time. But at the end of the day, we have a job to do.
She gets the job done.
Right. And I think that she's going to be a good sponsor for this girl. I think
love a sponsor and a mentor.
I love the direction that they're going with, because there's so many things that they could do with it. Like, they can make it go really bad and that affects her, but it can go also really good and that would affect Amelia as well.
Yeah.
Like you said about, you know, her and her baby and opening her up to more of being nurturing, and maybe her and Owen can get back to it. There's so many things that could possibly happen.
Yeah. Now I'm actually like, I might be on board with maybe Amelia and Owen getting back together.
But it's just the point of him going Teddy for that one?
Right.
I mean, he needed they needed the closure, but I'm like, and now you're just back.
They had closure. I was a little upset. Yeah. If we go that way and just leave it, like, leave Teddy alone at
now
this
Teddy,
point.
Now Teddy better stay where she is. Yes. Let her live her life.
Too much.
Leave her in Germany. Let her be the doctor.
Oh, people
want to
talk about Roy, too, real quick.
Yes, we will. Yes. He's going, we will get to him. I just want to talk about this, because I love how Shonda Rhimes always tackles these kind of in the news topics, and that just happens to be the opioid crisis. So Betty's addicted to opioids.
So many.
And it's a gateway drug. Like, that... That is what leads to other things.
How sad.
Stuff like that. Did you guys know that there are 64,000 people who died in 2016 alone from opioid abuse?
That's insane.
I had to look it up because it's crazy. Actually, Congress passed a bill last month that allocate $6 billion in funding for the opioid abuse and mental health treatment in America, which is great, but that's specialists good. Are saying that that's not even close to how much money they need. Isn't that crazy? Oh, wow. $6 billion and it's not even close?
It's just so crazy how it just happens to some. Like, she was, however old, probably 13, 14 at the time. And just a soccer injury, and then they gave her, I've been on painkillers for stuff, and that's, you know what I mean? It just, you take it the wrong way or one thing, and it just happens. Yeah. Like, it's insane.
It's crazy. Yeah.
And it ruined her whole life, and now look where she is.
It ruins a lot of people's lives. Like, this isn't just something that is in a fictional show. It's something real that is life real. Real life crisis, people are calling the opioid crisis in America the epidemic of epidemics, which is so crazy insane. Because you'd think that would be like HIV or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's not, or breast cancer. It's not. It's opioids.
That is crazy.
And if you think about it, it's linked to doctors. Yeah. Doctors are the ones prescribing them.
Like Amelia said, she's something she probably didn't even need.
Yeah, right. You know, some people also think being it's like that a cop out. Yeah,
if you're dealing with a patient that young, let's maybe look at the dosage that we're giving that patient.
Yes, or like easier medicine, you know, like physical therapy things. Yes. But that's more time for them when it's easier for them to write out a prescription. Yeah. Not that all doctors do that, but that's sometimes an issue.
In
the
United States makes so much money off of doctors, and that's where it comes from. You guys, we can go a whole episode talking about this, but I want to get into the last topic, which everybody in the chat wants to talk about, which is Sanjay Roy. Who is Dr. Vikram Roy's, the doctor that April was like getting it in with, his brother, who happens to be a lawyer, who they're suing for wrongful termination.
That was a lot.
A lot. Yes, of course, it's Grey's Anatomy. What did you guys think of this? I wasn't expecting him to even go back.
I'm upset. And then I saw in the chat, I don't remember who it was, where some people were disagreeing when we were saying, well, I know I felt like it was okay for him to get fired. And some people in the chat were like, oh, well, other people did things that were way worse, Christina and all
Which
of them.
Agreed.
But for me, it came from a point of
lying.
He lied and he knew he wasn't at the place to perform. They always were just eager. He put people in danger because he was not capable of performing at his best. He was under the influence. And you lied about that. You were under the influence.
And you lied. And
that's,
you lied.
That's what it comes down to, the lying. Like, people have done worse. But, like, with Meredith and the Alzheimer's, she came through. She, came out and was honest about it. Like, everything that goes, these people at least admit fault. And he wasn't going to tell the truth until it came down to, his life.
But even looking at it in that specific situation, there were other people who had the weed cookies. People
and
who were higher
spoke
on him.
Up.
And they all said, I took it. I'm willing to take a few hours to let it get out of my system, except for him. Obviously, he feels the pressure of being an intern and having to stay on top of his game at all times. But you literally, because of a choice you made, on not speaking up, not taking the weed cookies, because he didn't have a choice in that, but because you didn't speak up, you put somebody's life in danger. That's why you got fired.
Exactly.
But granted, there are a lot of people who did worse.
I'm sure he has a case because they can make cases out of anything.
I'm just saying, there are people who did worse on Grey's Anatomy as interns, and they were not fired. So
I guess because I'm just like,
I know, but that's still
influence.
Not a case. Yeah. This is a personal, someone in the chat said, the whole others did worse is not a valid excuse anyways, which is true. I mean, we'll take each case on its own account. So, I feel like they can fight it.
I feel like Bailey's face, she was a little shook. And there's a lot going on now with that hospital.
Right.
But there has to be a way around
it. I think,
that.
Maybe the only, because it's coming out while all this other stuff's going on, that might be the only reason he gets away with it, because they don't want to fight it.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Literally took the words out of my mouth. And I also don't like how he tried to strong arm Bailey by I'm doing stuff
plans
this weekend.
You're a resident.
I can come back on Monday. Whoa. But I have a feeling you're right, Chris.
Yeah,
there's too much going on right now. Just
hire
him back,
so
suck it up.
For him.
Whatever. Any other last thoughts about the episode before we get into our segments, you guys?
Nothing.
No?
Mm-mm. I think I'm good.
Okay, cool. So let's go into our most favorite segment. Your favorite line. So who served the cure this episode? I'm going to go to Elmarie first.
Going to go to me first?
Yes.
Okay. So, my favorite line was Meredith.
Okay.
Because we kind of talked about this with the surgery, is when she said, if you want to rebuild something, you have to kind of tear it down first.
Yes.
In order to rebuild. And that's very true. And we saw, but sometimes it's like that in life. And I think earlier today I saw a meme on Instagram or something like that kind of said, you're avoiding being uncomfortable for things, you know what I mean? But that's how you have to start over. So you have to rebuild. And when you rebuild and tear something down, things get messy.
I like that one, and
it becomes a lot and you get uncomfortable, but you have to go through it. The payoff is better.
Yeah, I agree.
So that was my favorite line. Now my worst line.
Wait, we're not there yet. Krista,
I wrote that one down too, though. That was a good one. Another one. You're just all ready.
She's ready.
Another one I had written down was when Alex was talking to Olivia, well, technically her son, but it was pointed towards Olivia, and he was like, "We all do things that are dumb, but we can outgrow them."
Yeah,
I was like, "True that," because she kept placing like, "People don't change. You're like the same Alex," and he's like, "That was 10 years ago." Yeah. And that's what Joe kept saying too. And I was like, "People, you know, let him grow. He grew up. He's right. He was. If you like put blame on everything you did as a child or like a stupid teenager, and then you were an adult, and people were still like, well, remember that one time?' I'd be like, okay, you know." So I liked that.
I think my favorite line, which is actually a pretty simple line, it was from Amelia to Betty, and she says, "Where do you want to be 2 years from now?" Mm. And I love that line only because it kind of piggybacks off of what you were saying, Krista, whereas it takes 10 years for somebody to change, and in 2 years, you can change. You can turn around your entire life. Mm-hmm. And she says that Betty had taken the opioids 2 years ago, and everything is like kind of snowballed since then. And I feel like Amelia was saying, in 2 years, you can reverse all of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
That was full circle.
Well, thank you. I think another one of my favorite lines was because he's European in the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why doesn't he speak like we do, Mom? Because he's European.
Yeah.
Let us know your favorite lines, you guys. We're actually going to go into our...
Yes, they have good ones in here.
Our worst lines, which is who diagnosed the disease. I'm going to go to Elmarie because she was clearly
very ready. Yes, please do, because I don't know what mine is yet.
Nerf Sif, who's disease-ridden. gave the worst line, in my opinion.
Okay.
When she told Joe that Alex cheated with his first wife.
Nice.
And the reason why I don't like that line is because he wasn't married yet. Like, I guess I was with Izzy, and then, yes, they got married.
Yes.
He became her wife, but at the time. So you're just trying to make it seem more worse than what it was.
Yes. Yeah.
So she's bitter, and I don't like her.
Okay. Chris, I'm going to let you think for a second.
Yeah, mine was like, oh yeah, do yours too.
Okay,
mine was pretty much the same as yours, but so you go first.
Okay, I feel like we're all going to be bashing Olivia because I felt like she was really salty this episode, and we didn't really respond well to her. I feel like mine is from her as well, when she said, "You wouldn't believe the pig doctors we had to put up with when she was a nurse." Granted, you had one bad experience. Thank you. Yeah. You had one bad experience.
Didn't you put that in McTreamy?
And all of these doctors were sensational.
Then I thought about Sloan too, though.
I mean, yeah, but Sloan was a good guy at the end. And he's dead, so we can't talk about him. So that was my least favorite line.
Yeah. Mine was when she was like, "Is he still giving nurses syphilis, or has he moved on to gynecology?"
Oh, yeah, that was a little. Like, that was a low blow.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was like, "Man,
just
take your kid and go."
let us know your worst lines as well, you guys. We're gonna go move into our news and gossip prediction. Our news and gossip segment.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Which we got a few things. So, Amari, I'm going to shoot it over to you, my love.
I have a few things tonight. So, now we saw a few episodes ago where we had a flashback with Alex and his mom. We kind of saw his upbringing. And we noticed in this episode tonight that he's worried about his mom because she hasn't been taking the money out of the account. So, next week, he's going to go look for her. And it's going to be his mom is going to be played by Lindsay Wagner, and who she played the Bionic Woman back in the day.
Yeah.
So, I think that's going to be next week's episode where we see her there. So, we finally get to meet, like, in present
his
day.
That's going to be exciting. Yeah.
So that is going to be exciting. And him and Joe are going out there together to Iowa to go look for her. So
okay.
It's going to be a journey.
It's interesting.
I'm excited to see where they take that storyline as well. Because
out of the hospital.
Yeah. And we also saw where Alex came from because of his dad and the whole drinking thing and the abuse and stuff like that. So I'm excited to see what perspective his mom brings to Alex.
I'm excited to also see Alex going back to like his roots, even though it may not be a fun place for him, but to see like how much he's grown and to see how he's going to react being back in that environment.
And like to have him bring Joe into that world is like a huge step in their relationship too.
It's going to be interesting. Now the next tidbit is we have Gina Davis is coming back. So she was Dr. Nicole Herman, and she's reprising that role, and she's there for an exciting opportunity for Arizona.
Okay, we'll leave that for predictions.
Well, that's just what the news says. So
I'm excited for Gina Davis to come back because I love her. I think she's still blind.
Yeah, we have to see.
We'll have to see. Maybe she...
I was like, I totally forgot.
Yeah, because the whole brain surgery from Amelia affected her eyesight. So I wonder if they're still going to...
She had quite the storyline.
She did.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to bring her back.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
And last but not least, Grey's Anatomy is officially renewed for season 15.
Yes! Season 15. Awesome. I'm really excited to see who's going to get the chop next season. Because I feel like they're wrapping up Alex's story more than they are April and Arizona's stories.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll see what... And there's only two episodes left to the finale.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see what they do with them. Let's move into our next topic, which is predictions, because I want to talk about it after that little... News and gossip. Chris, do you have any?
I mean, besides me thinking April or Amelia's pregnant.
No. I mean, that was a good prediction.
I do like that. I think with, oh my gosh, she just slipped my mind. Yeah. Who's coming back again?
Gina Davis.
I think now I really am starting to think the way they're going to... I think April's storyline getting written off is going to be a lot more messier than Arizona's.
Yes.
I feel like Arizona, they're just setting it up too, but they could play us. I feel like they're setting it up perfectly for her to, like, want to take Sophia back to Cali, and then maybe now that she's coming, that opportunity is going to take her. Like, there's an opportunity on the East Coast that takes her closer. So I really think that's how they're going to write her. They're going to get her out of there.
I agree with you. I feel like there can't be two nice write-offs of two characters, and I feel like they're wrapping up, especially since Gina Davis is coming back, that maybe that's how they'll write out.
And doesn't her story seem to be like wrapping up way more? April's just like out there floating around. Well, we don't know anything.
I mean, like, I feel like April's is going to be very sudden, and what's more sudden than death? So, I know, I would be a freaking wreck if she gets killed off, but I can't see any other way for her to leave the show right now.
It just seems like hers is going to be a lot more messier, because they're setting Arizona, but then they could just throw us for a loop.
They could.
But I feel like her exit's going to be clean, and she's going to take Sophie.
Yeah, because with this news of Gina Davis, at first I was feeling like, okay, maybe April is going to get back with Matt, and they're going to ride off into the sunset. But like you said, it's Grey's Anatomy. We're not going to have two easy breaks.
Right.
And like I said, just bringing up Gina Davis to say that it does seem, like you said, that Arizona's is going to be more easy.
Yeah. I'm excited, just another prediction. I'm excited for Joe to meet Alex's mom. And I feel like Alex's mom is not cashing the checks because she's well off now. Like, she's got her life together.
That's a nice prediction.
And I feel like because they're getting married, she's going to be more involved into Alex's life. I think it would be sad for Grey's Anatomy to write Alex's parents both off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, his dad pretty much died.
His dad died.
And his mom hasn't been around, but it would be nice to kind of get that family dynamic, especially since Joe never had that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I hope so. That'll be good. And then they have a nice little family moment.
Yeah.
And Joe and the mom kind of have like a nice moment where, you know, she's like, the mom is like, take care of him and everything. Because he took care of her for so long, and now she wants her son to be taken care of.
Yeah.
Like, I want a moment like that.
Yeah. I'm interested to see if they touch on the mental. Maybe she doesn't have it anymore. Maybe she was misdiagnosed. Maybe she wasn't. There's a lot of stuff.
I know. I'm excited.
Me too. Do you guys have any other final predictions or last minute thoughts on this episode?
No.
You guys let us know your predictions. Like I said, we love interacting with you guys throughout the week. And you guys have really great predictions in the chat. Sorry we weren't able to like read the chat scroll very efficiently this episode. But you guys, where can the viewers find you?
Guys, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Krista Flengy.
You can also find me on Instagram and on Twitter at ElMarieTV.
You guys, I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. We will be back next Thursday.
Yes.
Same day, same time to talk about the next episode. Two episodes left before the season finale, you guys. So we're excited. We're winding down. Tori will be back next week.
Yes.
So we look forward to her being back. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
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 From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.